Welcome to The Manager's Desk. I'm Brett Gibson. Happy tax filing deadline day today. Don't forget, it's April 15th. Hopefully, you got your taxes done like my wife and I did already several weeks ago. Well, yesterday, I began telling my story of how I came to know Christ through Christian radio, and specifically, my deep connection to our new station on 89.5 in the Duluth Superior area. Now, I left off yesterday with the story of a young teenage me who had a dream of doing radio and ended up coming to know Christ through Christian programming on that 89.5 signal and then working for that very station. Well, I ended up spending about 16 years with the ministry that owned the signal back then, first as its on-air program director and then eventually as its general manager. Now, during those years, the ministry grew a lot. Just like here at the Voice of the Master. In fact, at one time, there was over 30 signals connected to that little Duluth station there. Also during that time, Ken Bishop and I became friends. And it's kind of a theme throughout Christian music radio that a lot of us know each other in different ministries. Well, Ken and I had actually hoped that God would allow us to work together way back then. But as it turned out, it just wasn't the Lord's timing yet. Of course, neither of us knew that at the time. But that God would eventually allow us to work together, it would just take a few years before his plan was revealed to us. Well, meanwhile, due to unforeseen circumstances, I ended up leaving the original 89.5 ministry there. And after leaving for a little bit, I took a ministry in California for a couple of years before returning back to Minnesota. And during that time, the 89.5 signal changed hands numerous times. Before eventually becoming part of the radio ministry in St. Paul, Minnesota. That same ministry already had two other signals in the Twin Ports area, so they really didn't need the 89.5 signal, and it basically just kind of sat there. And then pretty soon the station was put up for sale. Well, I'm running out of time for today, but tomorrow I'm going to detail a little bit further the story of how one phone call changed the trajectory of mine and my wife's life, and how I not only ended up here at the Voice of the Master, but how my friendship with Ken Bishop and that little Duluth 89.5 signal all fit together. So be sure to tune in to tomorrow's desk as I conclude the story of how I came to the Voice of the Master and how this all ties together to reveal God's master plan. You don't want to miss it. Till then, have a great Wednesday, and don't forget to get those taxes filed if you haven't. And thank you so much for joining us on The Manager's Desk. On behalf of our healing manager, Mike Cornell, I'm Brett Gibson.